You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet? Well then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
Yo.
Yep.
Maiden Chafford podcast episode 100. Maiden Chafford podcast episode 114.
Yes, sir.
This number doesn't mean anything to me.
Yes, sir.
But, you know, we live. We in the flesh. It's two them. You know what time it is. The real is back. The real is back.
Yes, sir.
Boys, get off your aliases.
Don Corleone, Big 2-0 in the building. What's going on? We here. Yazerski.
94 babies in the building.
Yes, sir.
Woo, make some noise.
And 195.
Boo. Get off the stage.
Oh,
boo that man.
Oh, this girl, brother, this guy stinks.
Boo this man. Boo.
Oh, man.
Yes, Eman G45. The G is solid in my name.
Yes, sir.
The 45 is silent.
Yes, sir.
What else? Genghis Chibogwe.
Yes, sir.
No.
The Black Mamba Dove, what's going on? And it's the Yam Cheetah, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, hey, these intros are getting lit, you know.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, mate.
We nearly got this down pat.
Almost.
Yeah, almost. Give us till next week. It's going to be perfect.
Give us our flowers. Give us our fucking flowers.
You know what? We ain't done this in a while. I want to give you a little story time. Story time. Story time. Once upon a time. So, listen. I've never spoken about the time that they tried to rob me for my G-Shock. In Lakeside, you might know this story.
Swear.
I think you should, or maybe you don't. If
continue,
you don't,
you elaborate.
All right, so
I see horror in Eman's eyes, but you may continue.
So, shouts out to Israel, good friend of ours from secondary school.
If Israel's there, you ain't getting robbed.
Nah, listen. But he's asked me to come out. We've gone to Lakeside Shopping Center. Obviously, if you know where we are from, that's the main shopping center. Anyway, we was with some friends. And there was two guys, and I don't know, like they seemed cool at the time. So obviously we're in the Apple shop. They knew some girls. I won't say who the girls were, but they were good people. So, you know, off the back of them being good people, they had my trust already. Or maybe I was too trusting on those guys because we were just chatting about football. It was good conversations, good vibes. You know how it is in the Apple shop. Anyway, we move away from the Apple shop and I'm in the corner. I think I'm talking to, funnily enough, it's Dan Francis, and one of them man call me over, and I'm just there chilling. Now I'm like, oh, what, how could this conversation go? Like, what do they want to chat about? Like, I'm over here with my friends chilling. I don't know you, man. Anyway, I go over there, and they start asking questions about the watch. You know, just casual, like, oh, where'd you get it from? It's like, I said, yo, if you want to get it for yourself, like, I can hook you up. Eman G45, you know, want to buy a G-Shock? Anyway, they keep asking questions. And now I'm a bit like, where's this conversation going? You
right,
know?
Right, right.
You know? And it just...
You know what? You're naturally anxious. Yeah.
And
you're
then,
anxious for a good reason.
Yeah. Like your body's now like a bit like, you're starting to ask questions. You're like, you're not trusting of these people anyway. Yeah.
Right.
They say, oh, take off the watch. I said, no, I'm not. I jokingly said, no, I'm not doing that. Like,
yeah.
Because
yeah.
I already know what time it is. They said, no, take off the watch. I was like, no. And he was like, oh, take off the watch. I've got a shank on me. I said, I laughed.
Of course you did. Of course he did. You're not serious.
But I thought they were joking. I was like, come on, man. We were just speaking about football. Like, how do you now have a shank on you? Anyway, I'm on my one still. Because, but then they say it again, and he's like, he's, you know, scanning my pocket, can't you see the bulge? So
I'm like,
oh, yo, what's going on? And you know, I'm trying to like, I'm looking at Dan Francis like, yo, come over here. Dan's not looking.
Oh no.
Anyway, it gets more and more like, it gets more and more intense to the point I was like, he's like, yo, bro, do it now. I'm gonna shank you. And I don't know why. Like, what am I? I started to take it off. Fortunately,
very slowly.
Everyone's just there, like,
yeah, I'm gonna waste your
slow
time.
Motion. Like, how do I do this again?
Yo, I think it's stuck to my wrist. You know?
For real. Anyway, so towards the conclusion, Dan Francis clocks on and then comes over. Cause I was like, really, like, I'm not taking this off, but I've not come to Lakeside to die, sort of thing. And I'm a big believer in if they ask for something, it's not worth your life, just give it.
Of course.
Anyway, a conversation goes on, and then Dan Francis comes over, and then fortunately Israel comes over, and then they started to settle on, like, I was like, they were asking for my watch. Like, what are we talking about? They tried to say, no, we weren't asking for his watch. He's basically lying. And then.
Brilliant.
no idiots. Then fucking Israel's brother comes over. Then them man disperse. And I'm like, yeah, you fucking better disperse. You better don't come back here. but yeah, that was the time I nearly got my black and gold G-Shock robbed. That G-Shock cost me, it just gave me so much trouble.
It's just more trouble than it was worth, would you say?
It was a DW69.
My nose is a speck, yeah.
I'm saying I think it was. It was more trouble than it was worth.
Yeah.
Sometimes they are, man.
These things genuinely happen. I've been robbed before.
Yeah.
Man, highly publicized.
yours is definitely worse than my situation.
Yeah, man. I mean, mind you, my phone was shit. So, hi, niggas. Jokes on you guys. my phone was trash.
I was trying to give that shit away.
But for you, I can understand.
My sim out.
Because that was what was happening back in the day. Everyone was just watching it.
But the
that man coming from East was just ruining lives, man.
It was just a silly situation. Like, and obviously, through knowing girls. So, I'm not going to, you know, pin this on women, this being a trend, but it was one of those things. It was just one of those things. And, like, at the end of the day, like, it could easily be a traumatizing situation, but I feel like
it's part and parcel of growing up, man.
And obviously, like, when you're even from, like, London as well, like, it's not like you're not used to seeing this type of shit, but it's just like, oh shit, well, this is my time for this to happen, more or less. So when it happened, I didn't really panic. I was just like, all right, man, just take the shit. But when the next day I came in and there was so much, like, palaver around, everybody was, like, losing their minds. I was more on a relaxed kind of thing about it, but you know, there was a lot of people there at the time, so not everybody reacted the same way I did, but I was just like, fuck.
Yeah, no, it was
by LG Cookie, like, I don't really fucking you know what I mean? I couldn't care less.
Nah, it was definitely one of those situations. And to be fair, yeah, I would say, to your credit, you was probably the person who spoke about that incident the least of the people who was there, if that makes sense.
Yeah, because it was just one of those things.
Shout out to Israel, man. It was
a real one, man. Yeah. That situation calmed down quick when the man them came over. I don't know how you...
Are we pulling up?
Yeah, I don't know how you were talking so loud a minute ago. Where was the shank? Now you don't have it.
It was all that bass in your chest, boy.
I should have called their bluff.
Nah, but then, you know what? It was one of them ones where pretty much everyone came down to Essex, because they all just thought everyone was soft.
Yeah.
And to some extent, yeah, you know what? I can see why people would believe that.
It's an easy lick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an easy lick.
Because no one's on fight. Well, especially in our area, no one was really on fight. No one's really on badness. Oh, the code was CB1DS. Yeah.
But I agree with you too. And you know, that's actually a really, oh, I don't know. I was so pleased that it didn't get taken in the end, because I would have felt like so soft if it had happened, like if I'd actually lost it and given it up that day.
Yeah, but in hindsight, like you said, no material thing is worth, you know.
No way. I agree.
Just give it away, innit?
But then at the time I was selling them, there was like a couple of people saying, oh yeah, like five of them, and then I'll see what color I like, and then I'll pick which one, innit? And then, yeah, like, we can definitely sort out the piece. I was like, no, I'm not doing that.
No way.
Yeah, I'm not doing
that. Conversation? Like, how are we even having this conversation?
Because at that moment, it was like, it's product. And personally, I don't know you. And this is one of them ones where you just, oh yeah, put your what was it? This was BBM. Put your address. I don't know what it was called back in the day. You put your pin.
Yeah,
put your pin. And then we BC it. And then whoever you see, and then this is, it was like, yeah, whatever. No. So it was a couple man from, it was this guy, he was from actually South. He was from South. I was like, no, I'm not.
Was it Havering? Or was it, no, that would have been more school times, isn't it?
No, this was year the 11.
I just prefer the Dons who just can't do, you know, like my situation. If my man was trying to do all the sweet thing, like, oh, yo, bro, you watched the football yesterday, I might want to fight you. Like, just cut to the chase. Don't try and butter me up. Like, yo, do you want this watch or not? Like,
but there was a couple.
Trying to be my
brethren.
Like, what?
There was a couple of times where people would be like, yo, like, I ain't got no credit. Can I just use your phone? Like,
yikes. Oh, I hate that one. Like, yeah, yo, bro, what's the time?
Yeah.
Like, God damn it. You know what the time is, man.
Like, yo, bro, can you tell me how to get to the station? Can you Google that quick? Came over.
Nah,
we lived in an area where it was just like, bro, just take right, left.
Just turn left.
Like, nah, for real.
Get the specific instructions on your phone, bro. I want to see. Nah. Game over.
Nah, it was there were some times, man. There were some times.
Indeedly.
This is the worst one was, like, I don't know, I wouldn't say it was robbed, but someone took...
I think I know the way you're going.
You won't know this one. Nah. Someone took my BB's battery.
Oh, they didn't take the phone, they took the battery.
Took the battery.
You're ridiculous, bro. You're absolutely ridiculous.
Oh.
How do you even lose that?
Oh, they were like, my phone.
Because you could slide it down and just take the battery.
Nah. They said, beg you, let me use your battery. Because you know how you could just swap it?
You could swap it. Yeah.
So he said, let me use yours. Just, I need to send an important message. Anyway, next thing I know, they're gone.
That's so peak. That's so peak.
But it definitely. But you know why it's funnier? Because it's an L. But I'm just gonna go home and charge that battery now.
Yeah,
I've got
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
But it doesn't stop it being a monumental L. Like, that's fucking embarrassing.
That's
like, how did I lose the ball that much? Like, to be like, yo,
Blackberries were the thing then, bro.
Nah, that you had. Stay charged, stay lit.
Was it the Sony Ericsson? There was a certain Sony Ericsson that banged as well. I think Levi had it.
W810i?
Yeah,
or was it the Walkman one that they were just
the
like...
The Walkman one, bro.
The slide-up Walkman.
Bro, some of these phones were like gold dust.
Yeah, for real, man.
Now it's the iPhone. And even now, when you... Like, stealing iPhones isn't the lick that it used to be. I think when it first came out, it was easy for people to flip it. But now, with all the shit, the security on there, the Face ID, the... What's the thing? Find your phone.
It's not worth it. Yeah,
it's not really worth the trouble anymore, is it?
Yeah, but then again, nowadays, like, jacking phones ain't really the thing no more.
Nah, it's not.
Because back in the day, you can make money off of doing that. Mm. Because the thing is, people used to buy the phone. They would never want contract. It was pay as you go.
Mm.
And then, like, you had, like, weekend tariffs and stuff like that.
Yep.
You know, I can't remember the text thing because I only had a phone, like, later on. My mum would deal with all that rubbish. Like, when I say rubbish, I mean like the tariffs and stuff like that. So I never really knew what was what, but cool anyways. And then now everybody's on contract.
Yeah.
So, and plus you have to have a contract in order to prove improve your credit. So yeah, I mean, robbing a phone is...
The lick is
whack.
Gone now.
Unless you're in prison. Nah, because I heard, like, you see is that the 5S?
Mm.
Like the blue one, yellow one.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, the 5C.
5C. Yeah, apparently they're money in prison.
Gold dust, yeah.
That's money in prison.
Why?
Because it's affordable in prison.
Okay.
It's still money, but it's affordable.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm surprised that man don't have online banking in prison.
They probably do.
Their man got PS5s in prison, bro.
Yeah. No, that's how they
more
bring
PS5s in prison probably than outside.
Yeah. I had a conversation with an individual, I'm not going to mention his name. Yeah, he just said basically this is how they do it.
Bro, what a life, man.
Yeah. So when you're in prison, it's basically, it's a playground just full of testosterone. Anything can go south at any time.
Just disgusting, man. I would not survive. I'm not even going to lie. Like, I'm not going to pretend to be something I'm not. Nah, no way.
You'll survive.
Why?
I truly believe you'll survive.
I don't know.
You're a good guy. You talk about football most of the time. You're all right. You're okay.
What football?
My head.
It's just like putting theories together about how the games are going.
Are they like, I'm sure they're not allowed to. I don't know, actually. Now you say
that. I bet you Arsenal losing 2-0 right now.
Nah, you'll talk about it. You'll probably like talk about, you're a good guy. You're all right.
Maybe, we'll see. I mean, I'm definitely not going to be on smoke. That's for sure. But the thing is, they'll test you, innit? And they come up to you and they're trying to take your lunch. They're trying to see who's weak. I'm just, it's long. You've been to clarify.
Man's just that's taking your lunch, you know. That's peak.
I
what am I going to do?
I have a friend in prison. And he just said, bruv, all that stuff is rubbish.
I'm
but
just
then
not,
again, he's 6'8".
And like, don't no one's gonna try and he's bang not him. More of a target though, because they always go for the big guy first.
Yeah, but he's not on crud. He's just a, but he's most, a, he's
surely
a fun guy.
Most people just
he can bang someone in the face, but he's not on crud.
I don't see why 80% of them aren't just like, I'm just trying to do my time. You know, I've done wrong.
Yeah, most of them are just trying to do their time.
Oh, well, I'm not
some people are just wrong, isn't it?
But then some people, true, some man. People want you there for longer, so they'll just ask you to do something, and then once you do it, you get more time, and then now you're in there with them.
But I'm just not here for the smoke, man.
Yeah,
no I'm smoke. Here for the quickest time, as quickest time possible.
But would you? Well, that's an interesting question. All right, if you were to get, if they said to you, "We're gonna give you 10 years," would you snitch?
Where's the KFC?
Bro, Lenny Henry, fam. That's all I'm gonna say. Denise, William, Danson, Jane, Henry. Bro, I'm doing the canary dog. Nah, I don't know you. Well, what's the alternative? So, 10 years in jail.
Yeah.
And if I don't, what? I'm out scot free. Listen, dog.
Hey, listen, my lawyer is a beast.
Listen, dog. If you have on some Witsec shit, bro, you will never see me again. I'm out of here, dog.
There's nothing to talk about, man. Most men are singing.
Yeah, most men are singing.
I'm not built singing for that life. No, life
for me, it's the cost. It's the cost of it. It's the cost of it. It's like, if I snitch, what happens?
Are you doing the 10 years?
I'm doing 10 years.
No, you're built different.
I'm built different.
Honestly, it's a case of like, I probably won't do 10 years, but it's a case
that's
of like,
too long.
It's the cost of it. But the thing is, I'm not in that world.
Exactly. So you can snitch, bro. It's okay.
You're a citizen.
You haven't got a reputation to uphold.
No, but if they still throw me in prison and they find out I'm a snitch, I'm done.
Bro, that's even
leave
worse.
The country, man.
That's no. That's leave the cost the that I think of.
Leave the country.
Like,
dog.
I'll be there in the daily. I'll be doing chests. And then two men just want to just jump on one side and just, yeah, push it now. Push it now, big man. That's what they used to do in, I'm not going to mention the college, but that's what you used to do in that college that I used to go to.
Fair enough.
You'll be benching 40 kilos, yeah? Because I'm the skinny.
40?
I'm 16.
You won't see me there, dog.
I'm 16, I'm benching 40 kilos. Come up to you. You're doing decline. Nipple cripple, sing Bar Bar Black Sheep. Oh my God.
That's very specific.
That's why I didn't have chest for a long time.
Man said
I still don't have chest.
That's sick.
My chest looks nice now, but it's not chest.
Could have been chest.
It could have been chest. If they didn't make me sink Bar Black Sheep, it could have been chest. That's why I just stuck to deadlifts and then squats.
Nah, it's not worth it. It's not worth
so
a chest.
Mike.
That's hilarious.
Bless you.
All right.
Guys.
Next topic, MOBOs, isn't it?
Yes.
MOBOs.
So the MOBO Awards.
Do they even matter?
Oh, they do. Come on, man.
I think they skipped the year, didn't they? Or am I?
Maybe skipped last year because of Corona, but they do matter. Because a lot of these men aren't ever going to get a Grammy, so this is it for them. Maybe a Brit, that's but so them bad. Men are racist.
That's so bad. They're going to get a Grammy.
But it's our thing, isn't it?
But they're not going to get a Grammy. I mean, we've seen.
I reckon it's only going to get more important, you know, the MOBOs, man. It's always kind of been the most important one I've seen.
I think it needs to level up, but you can only make it matter as much as the artists make it matter. It's the same thing with like getting a BET award, you know.
It's only as important as the artist put there, but that's the onus is on us. I think they were supposed to do a really big show last year. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, they did online one. No, that was the Graham Daly one, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to become a bigger thing as things go move forward.
I actually can't. Like, people are really like. They like getting the GRM award. I don't know. They all seem to go to it. Like,
yeah.
To the point Stormzy went to pick up one for, I don't know. But, I think a MOBO needs to mean something. Because a lot of these men aren't ever going to get a Grammy. And none of them are, unfortunately. But, so that we need to put, like you said, we need to put more importance
more
on this.
On it. Yeah, so we'll see. There's some interesting picks this year. I'm going to run through the list and
let's go.
Let me know who you guys think deserves to win. Best Male Act. AJ Tracy, Central C, Dave Getz, Heady One, or Pot of Paper?
I'm going to give it to Central. He's had a phenomenal year. He's deserving. He is deserving, I think. I mean, there's better people. There is more talented people in there. Obviously, Getz probably in a lot of people's mind had Album of the Year. Dave also gave a phenomenal performance. But I think sometimes these awards need to be a springboard for someone's career, you know, to help them take on to go to that next level. And I feel like Dave gets a lot of the names you already mentioned, they've got their flowers.
But that wouldn't that be a thing where you'd give him best breakthrough act? Because
I didn't know that was an option.
I don't. I mean, it could be.
If there's best breakthrough act, then give it to him.
Yeah, 100% agree.
Okay, let's remove him from that equation. Then I'd give it to Dave purely because of the album was good.
Album's great. Yeah.
So
and I much agree with Demi. Yeah.
Yeah. I would probably give Getz.
I want to give it to him, but I don't know. The album didn't necessarily stick around as much as I thought it would.
It was at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, and that was probably the problem. Why. Yeah, because yeah. Even sometimes when you guys keep saying it was this year, I'm like, wow.
You think really it was last year?
Yeah, so
I understand. Yeah, I would say Getz, but maybe more so because I just like that album a bit better, and I feel like he's just consistently just elevating. Every time I think he's like peaked. Even when I was like younger, I didn't really like. I liked some of like the clashes and like his music was hit and miss for me. Mm. But the past two albums have just been phenomenal. So I would personally give it to Getz.
I hear that, and I think I think the reason I'm giving it to Dave certainly recency bias. But
fair enough. Best female act: Arlo Parks, Bree One Way, Cleo Soul, Little Sims, Shaybo, or Tiana Major 9.
Shaybo.
I want to give it to Bree One Way. But I don't listen to enough of that category.
I would say for sure it's Lil Sims, but Shaybo.
Shaybo's had a good year, you know.
She's put out some good music.
Yeah, I agree. I would pick Sims because she's crazy. Yeah, she's absolutely crazy. She just gets better and better. I don't know how she pulls it out, man. She's just super talented. But Shaybo's actually had a good year. She's put out some. I've not been a fan of hers because I haven't listened to her music. Mm. But the songs I've heard this year have been actually pretty good. Like she's a very talented rapper. Interesting. Yours is Bree Runway, right?
Yeah. I just think her visuals, what she's been putting out, sometimes like her music is such to a high level. I sometimes forget she's a British artist or she's
So do I actually.
So she feels American. She which, you know, we've moved away from that, fortunately. But it's just the whole package is just such to a high level that I think she deserves recognition for that.
Fair. Album of the year. Arlo Parks, Collapsed in Sunbeams, Celeste, Not Your Muse, Cleo Soul, Mother, Dave, We're All Alone in This Together, Getz, Conflict of Interest, Heady One, Edna.
Edna being there is a crime.
Oh, it's not that bad of an album.
It's not, but
maybe it's the company it's around.
This is upper echelon music.
Conflict of Interest.
I think we're all pretty much
conflict of interest,
and I can't even have recency that bias for a world. Like conflict of interest was special.
Yeah, I agree. Dave's album is good, but that Getz album,
it's clean.
He's absolutely that intro. I was telling you innit.
I just hit the belly.
That guy was just onward
spazzing.
Song of the year: A1J1.
Come on,
trends.
You know what? Just off rip. That's
family. That's the one.
That's the one.
We're never gonna put the rest. That's the one.
That's
the DJ and the team. Screw all the competition, bro. That's it. We're never gonna say the other names.
Nah, no way. And there's some good songs in there, boys. You got tough competition, but I'm gonna give it to you.
I ain't gonna lie, Body. Listen, don't let
this is cheating. Not Body remix. Fucking what's his name?
Oh, it's a remix.
Nah, man.
Oh, fair enough.
No. Fabio fucking foreign didn't even know the
man
assignment.
Said man's not hot. Yeah, boy, if you don't get off the song.
you know what that made man me kind of laugh, because what's his name, Pop Smoke cool with Heady One? Did they make a
possibly
track?
Probably.
I'm gonna say I don't know, bro.
Yeah, because if they did make a track, then it doesn't make sense for
them. Them man don't know the ins and outs. Yeah. They don't really care. I mean, I think that's why certain people, I don't see Drake now going to do a song with Tion. Because he probably understands the politics. But Favio don't give a shit.
Nah, the Americans aren't really that invested. Mm.
I wouldn't look into it too deep. A1J1, come on, boys. Bring it home.
Bring it home, man.
Best
newcomer. Arlo Parks, RD, this is an interesting one. RD, Back Row G, Burwine, I don't know if I pronounced that one properly, Central C, Any, Joy Crooks, Midas the Jabman?
Central Sea.
Jacobaman? I don't know what that is. Pink Panthers, Pancras.
Yeah.
They're everywhere. Or she's everywhere. Yeah. Where's Nelson as well?
I've got a lot of my artists in there, so this is tough.
Yeah,
this
I would is say Central Sea.
I'm saying RD. Central Sea.
I mean, RD, he's good, but I don't think he's very strong enough to... He's definitely made a presence and a statement, but yes. I don't think he's strong enough to say that, yeah, you are the artist of the year, my friend.
Nah, it's best newcomer, to be fair.
You think RD is best newcomer, not Central C?
No, I have to give it to Central, but RD is... I felt like I was there at his genesis because I found that song from way back, so... But I have to give it to Central. I mean, giving it to anyone else wouldn't make sense. Yeah. I do quite like Wes Nelson. Pink Panthers has had an incredible year. I'd say incredible 3 months. Like,
all over TikTok. Annie's had a good year as well. Mm.
I think she went quiet a little bit though. Like, apart from that song with Georgia,
she put out a project and she has a really good song on FIFA as well. She's doing well, but when you're going to scale it to the rest of the people on this list, it's not really comparable. See, what's really sold it to me, the Central C clip I saw of him at Wireless, I said, okay.
Yeah. You get it?
All right.
Because the thing is, at first, I genuinely thought he was an industry plant because I didn't know who he was. And then I looked into his actual history and I found out that
he's a genuine person
and he's just blown... And people love him.
He just made the right song.
And I think whether he's using an agency or his management, they've done a superb job in his career.
Yeah,
and where he is right now.
Accolades for sure.
Brilliant. And I kind of know what he's doing, but yeah. It's not even powers. It's just real. He's just putting in himself.
He just took advantage of it. Like, he saw,
it's great marketing. That's what he's done. It's absolutely,
I think, because he was doing like wave rap before, more in line with what DBE do. But I think he just saw that drill was going to become the biggest genre and he jumped on it and it worked.
He deserves a MOBA. I'm not sure which one, but that would be the one I'd give him for sure.
110%.
Absolutely. Video of the year, Bree Runway, Hot, Freddo, Money Talks featuring Dave.
Wow, that's a great video.
Little Sims Woman featuring Cleo Soul. Millions, Laga. Parsalu, My Family featuring Back Row G. And Slow Tie, Mazza featuring ASAP Rocky.
I'm going to give it to Freddo, Money Talks. That is a great video and it's so visually pleasing.
Parcelu.
Tell her off our wig. Yeah. We're going to what? What a guy. Video.
Women are very Tetris.
That's a Tetris world. Hey, he.
It's scary in this dunya.
He's so funny. Have you seen his 90s baby clip? It's so funny.
Oh, when he's running over internet button. Yeah.
He's like, I'm not the driver. I'm going to tell him, ack. Press it. I got 10 bucks for you. I said, this guy is absolutely nuts. He's so funny. But he's very well spoken as well. He's not shouting the whole interview. He's actually very calm and collected. But if you get him to press the button, he just goes mad, innit? My choice would probably be Freddo as well, actually.
You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet? Well then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best nut sound you've ever heard.
I don't know if ATM came out because that's a really good Bree One Way song and video. But if it didn't come out this year, then
never mind.
But anyway, Money Talks is my choice.
Money Talks. Yeah, it was all like the video was running backwards. Mm. Yeah, it was a good video. Best R&B soul act, Bella. Cleo Soul, Georgia Smith, Soul, Tiana Major 9, or Western?
Do you know, I like Bella. I like the person, so she can have my vote.
Western, baby.
Western, yeah?
I went bowling and I actually saw Western.
Is it?
Yeah, it was random.
Mandem.
For real?
Mandem. That's a hard one for me. It's between Cleo Soul and Bella.
Okay.
But I'm going to give it to Bella because I feel like I had a good...
this is never going to end. Best duo act. Why are we doing this? we'll go up to best hip-hop act in there and then we'll have... What are the other...
There's quite a few still. Nah, there's some interesting ones in there.
What, best draw?
I'll be selective then. I'll be selective.
Okay. After... Keep going. Because best hip-hop act is silly. Like, Slow Tide doesn't even do hip-hop.
Best grime act. Bugsy Malone, Chip, D-Double, Frisco, Get, Skepta.
Frisco. Well, okay. What, this year?
This year. You're not going to give it to your boy Bugsy?
Bugsy. I wasn't his greatest fan of this current release.
He's not had a good year, no?
Frisco.
I'm surprised that Big Frisco. Zoo's not on this list, you know.
Yeah, but give it to Skepta and Frisco. Just go home.
Frisco, what, is Skepta on the list as well?
Yeah, he is. His plugged in was really good. I didn't expect it to work as well as it did, because he's just spitting off old bars over a drill beat, but it was very entertaining.
Yeah, but Frisco's album was far better than Skepta's.
You're going to go Frisk, yeah?
I would say Frisk, but he didn't release it this year.
Well then,
well,
unless if they have that sort of period where it's like,
well, he's just been nominated for Best Grime Act. I don't know if there's Best Grime Album, so you can nominate Frisco if you want.
Yeah, Frisco then.
Fair enough. Let me pick one more. I'm not doing international act. Fuck that.
Do your best personality.
Yeah, that's a very interesting one. Best media personality. I don't know who that is.
Mills.
Charlene White, Chunks and Young Philly, Harry Pinero.
Why are you putting them two together? They're separate entities.
Boy in it. Henry, Julie Adenuga, Maya Jama, Mo Gilligan, Munya, Chihuahua, Nella Rose, ZZ Mills.
ZZ Mills.
You're picking
ZZ. Is Nella Rose a media personality now?
Yeah, of course.
Who am I thinking?
Absolutely.
Oh, I'm thinking of Stormzy's cousin, who also did music.
I'm not sure who that is.
Okay.
Oh, I'm going to... As soon as I say her name, you'll recognize.
It's a hard list.
I would say ZZ Mills, because I've seen her face a lot more than any other person.
2021, yeah.
But it's like Philly and Chunks.
Nadia Rose.
Oh, Nadia Rose, okay. Yeah, I didn't know she was related to
Philly and Chunks. Philly and Chunks have been, they've just been the face of everything, babe. They are the face of everything.
It's such a hard one to choose.
They're so brilliant. Munya, really great. But I
Munya's
wouldn't say that.
I'm going to give it to Munya, because he doesn't miss, man.
He's a personality,
I've not seen anything like this.
Yeah, he doesn't miss, but he's a personality, and it's like, cool, you're doing like the comedy sketch, but what else are you doing?
He doesn't have to. Why?
Whereas ZZ Mills, she's doing interviews. Oh, yeah. She's doing everything, mate. She's out there presenting.
I am going to...
My Jamma, she's here in the UK, then she's with Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons has been missing shots.
I'm going to give it to Harry Pinero, you know. And I'll tell you why. I think he has surprised me the most. Because I think when he did the whole does a shoe fit thing, and I think he did something else before that, I was just kind of curious, like, where is he going to take this? Not to say he hasn't got a personality. He's got a strong personality. He's funny. He's impressionable. But I wasn't sure what he was going to do with it. But this year, he's been on Sky Sports. He's been doing things. He's done loads of interviews. I just feel like he's expanded his brand in a very unique way, whereas I didn't think he had it in him to do it. Nothing personal, just more so impressed. Whereas the rest of the people on this list, I feel they've
done what we've expected of them.
They've either done that or they've had bigger, maybe last year was bigger slightly. Like I feel like Chunks and Young Philly or Munya last year was big last year. Whereas this year, he's still big, but I don't know if it's his peak. Whereas Harry this year was better than Harry last year. That's all I'm going off of here.
Okay. So
I'm going to say Harry. I wasn't expecting to say that looking at this list, but that's a hard one. I don't know who's going to take that one home. Give it Henry.
Give it Henry
end of the season. give it ZZ end of the season.
Now, ZZ's been phenomenal as well, and she's had some really good interviews, and that goes without saying.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. No, it's an interesting list of...
They've done well. I think it's been well represented, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let me see who they put in Best Drill Act. I can't even believe that's
you want to go Best Drill Act, yeah? It's quite a lot of people on this list. Central C, Diggity, Heady 1K, Trap, Lowski, Millions, Russ Millions.
Most of this list don't even like each other. They can't do this category.
Unknown team. I would pick Millions because I just think he's been great, but that's a biased one still.
Yeah, Millions or Diggity.
They're going to give it to Russ, innit? I think Diggity's had a sick year as well. I definitely would pick him.
Yeah.
Between Diggity and Millions.
Russ makes sense, because I don't know if he's going to get an award anywhere else in the night. I reckon they'll give them Best Song, you know.
They're giving Body. There's no way they're not going to get Body.
I mean, as much as I want A1 and J1 to get it, I can't see them not getting Body.
Yeah, Body's, they're gonna
have you seen the state of our Body? Mad. I ain't wearing a Johnny Adiola on the geezer. Shout out to him, man. That worked. I can't hate.
Me or the lifestyle, sweetheart.
He genuinely made the whole country say Adiola. Perfect.
Fair enough, innit?
I shouldn't even...
like...
There's no excuse now.
What's your name? Oh, this is Adiola. Oh, yeah. That's it. Like, he's made the name known now. Like, you can't stutter at the name.
Fair enough.
I'm not Nigerian, but bro, you guys should be yelling and proud. You know what I mean?
For real. What's the next topic?
The next topic is No Not With November. Have you guys ever done it before?
What's that?
No Not November, triple N.
What's that?
There's a ritual that takes place every year.
Man said ritual.
Where mankind decide to come together as a collective and not masturbate for the month. Have you partaked, yes or no?
This is his whole life.
What did you say?
Cis males.
The man said he's done it his whole life. I would not want to be around someone who's done No Not November their whole life. Who are you saving up for, dog? Who are you trying to kill? Yo. Hey, yo.
So you're out here just giving the whole jug of milk.
No, I said the whole jug
squeezed.
Of milk. No, not November is a myth, dog.
No one can do it.
No, not November is a funny concept.
But then again, there's semen retention. Do you know about that?
I think it's the same thing. I think it's the same concept. No,
but it's the same concept. But this one, you're doing it for a cause, where semen retention is really for self health,
right?
So they believe like your dopamine.
Oh, is it like not cutting your hair, like Samson?
No, that's completely different.
Okay.
Yeah. No, that's completely different.
I thought they were saving it so they had more powers.
I mean. Kind of.
Yeah, but he was all right, forget about something. I don't want to talk about
it. When you're not, you lose your power.
No.
The Hulk could have done the snap if he hadn't
done No Not November. You got a dumb man, honestly. You're actually stupid. Listen, man, No Not November is an urban myth. It's
no one can do it.
Okay, so let me get into the actual meaning of semen retention. So basically, with semen retention, you are allowing your body to correct dopamine levels for you no longer to be excited just to be bussing. And also, like, when you buss, like, your testosterone levels, they, like, if you just continuously bussing, like, let's say you do 3 buses in one day. This is a very sensitive topic, right?
Well, let's just... You're a dumb man. There's no way we're getting through this topic.
Yeah, we should
but the thing is, like, if your body now gets to a point where it can reduce itself, everything now corrects.
Listen, man. My say it's really getting
if you're not beating every day for no reason. Do you get what I'm saying? Beating every day is...
You're just wasting the natural resource. We can't turn this into a serious topic. I just wanted to know if you guys have ever done it.
No one could do it.
So semen retention is for health. Yeah.
Okay. No one's gonna own.
It's to correct your dopamine levels and also correct your testosterone and then help you rejuvenate yourself. Basically, with like cleansing, it's almost a very similar thing, but this time for your testes.
Right.
And then once you do bust, you jug milk.
We should have got like a doctor on here to discuss it.
Apparently, it's like.
But no, not November. I don't know what.
I just can't see that being healthy.
Nah, apparently it's not.
Could you imagine some doctors coming out? Can you all stop doing this?
Like you're doing this to your detriment. I wonder if women have an alternative or this. Skeet. Probably not.
Nah, they're not gonna tell us.
No skeet September or some shit.
That's
like
gross.
That.
They're not gonna tell us, man.
Jail time.
You going to jail now?
Guess who's going to jail?
Dun dun.
God don't burn my bell tonight.
That video is so funny.
Oh, that is gross. No one can do it though. Like, really. I'd take my hat off to you if I was wearing one.
Tip my hat.
Ladies and gentlemen, go up on YouTube and search up semen retention.
I'd rather not.
And there are a lot of health benefits, especially for men. And yeah.
Hey, man.
I think there's a middle ground. Like,
there's no middle ground, bro.
There is.
No.
So what you're just.
Especially with, like, let's say you're an individual who suffers from pornographic addiction, then semen retention
Kurt is... Kurt Franklin.
Is that
Kanye
true?
West.
Kanye West.
Oh, yeah, Kanye be using Reddit. Yeah. Hey, man, shout out to you, bro. He's one of... He's just like me.
Oh, shit, that's me.
He's just like me.
If you're suffering from it and then you decide to go on this journey, this path, then...
Fair enough.
Yeah. You are benefiting yourself in the long term. Because now you're no longer looking at brothers. These sort of things.
Listen, everybody sort of going through Not November right now. Shouts out to you, man, innit?
No one. But, you know.
If you're... Not- if you made it this far, then congratulations.
What's the date today? The 15th? You're halfway there.
You're almost done, dog.
Now, when they hear this, what day will it be?
It'll be the 22nd or 20 something. I don't know.
It'll be the 23rd.
Listen, man, 1 week left. Just don't go on any certain baddies on Instagram.
About a dango, then, man.
And then what? Wednesday the 1st? That's where you just. Bah!
Like Soulja Boy in that video.
That's when they have babies. That's probably why there's a lot of babies in September.
I don't think that's got anything to do with it.
I don't know, dog.
Is there a lot of babies in September, would you say?
I don't know,
man. Celebrities who can't be cancelled. That's the last topic. Should we get into it quickly?
Shall.
And then we can go.
I'm saying Jack Black, Tom Hanks, Jamie Foxx.
Tom Hanks.
It's a strong list. Yeah, Tom Hanks, I don't think they can. We can't do him in.
Go on, give it a go.
Unless his son comes out and says he's racist, I don't think we can do him in.
I'm not saying that.
Woody's racist.
Was he on the...
I don't know what you're about to say. Say it.
I was going to ask, was he on the plane? Epstein's.
Guess who's going to jail tonight?
Was he on it?
Guess who's going to jail tonight?
They were all borrowing that plane like it was nothing. Nah. You know, like...
Guess who's going to jail tonight? I can't post my bill now.
Great pussy, don't fucking know. If it's true, it's true. I don't know about it.
This,
listen,
it cool.
I'm hearing through. I don't know. Where does this saying come from?
He's a born again Christian, you know.
Tom Hanks.
T Hanks. TH. TH is getting busy for Christ.
Listen, shouts out to Tom Hanks, man. That's a real legend right there. Forrest Gump.
Like the Bibles.
You get me? Forrest Gump. Woody.
Okay, two roles. That's a crazy sentence.
No commas, you know.
Man was just listening up to aliases, no pause. Yo, hey. Jesus Christ. Sorry, guys.
Oh, let's talk about that topic here. Let's really talk about that topic.
What, the plane?
Oh,
nah, about this thing I told you about, how they indoctrinate us people into being hypersexual individuals.
Okay,
go on.
With cartoons,
I'm always, I would certainly see it. Like,
we've probably talked about this topic before, but I'm telling you, yeah, they've been indoctrinating us from young, been showing us, like, even the Tom and Jerry one where he's just there, just squirting milk on Jerry, and it's not just one squirt. It's like squirt, squirt, pause.
Bruh.
Little squirt.
That's a little
and that's it. Like, they be showing us some madness from young.
I've seen this as well, to be fair. This is actually a legitimate thing. Like, they'll show like the old clips from these shows and it'll be like they're basically like simulating having sex.
Yeah.
But they don't explicitly show it. Even the clip for the new Proud Family thing on Disney Plus, like there's a clip where Penny walks in through the door and then the parents are sat on a couch. And they've just moved and like,
oh, they're wearing the same
them and they're wearing, wearing each other's clothes. Then they quickly put each other's clothes back on. Well, their respective clothes back on.
Yeah.
So is it? Yeah, you are correct. They've been doing this.
I'm telling you, man. My dad told me when I was young, cartoons is not good for children. It's like, yeah, but it's just cartoons. Now I'm looking back at it. You might be right, you know.
Fam, some of the choices, Miss Cerebellum.
Exactly.
Listen, dog.
I see it. Mm. Dexter's
Dexter's mom.
Remember when she was doing ballet? My God.
Who walked like that?
With the foot like this?
She's a crazy person.
I think that was supposed to resemble high heels.
No ankle.
No ankle. just foot.
Just thickness.
Your toes would be...
You know, just what, that, foot, that was, bro. That was a thing in China, though.
That's
that was,
crazy. I mean,
it was, solid. Yeah. Or they used to wear, because they didn't want large feet, they used to wear shoes that are smaller. And then you just see their feet were like this.
Genuinely like that, yeah. Like, quite literally. If you're watching the visuals, and you'll know what we're talking about. But it's a crazy alignment. So then.
Nah, they were trying to get, yeah. I mean, you look at even cow and chicken. You could just really just get crazy on it. Like, what the fuck is cow and chicken? Am I supposed to believe that a human being gave birth to a cow and a chicken?
What, so they're siblings. Boy, if you don't get out of here.
Yeah. How do you think about that?
I just don't know. Yeah, a lot of that shit was fucked. It's tapped, isn't it?
It's really tapped. It's really tapped. They're showing you some dangerous stuff, man.
Who else can't be cancelled?
Yeah, who else can't be cancelled? Michael Jackson, apparently.
Well, I don't know about
that. That goes
speaking,
against the whole
company. He really tried. They really tried to cancel him, and he just came back like, no.
No, like, they gave it a good go.
He almost came back alive and said, nah, it's not me.
Do you think Rihanna could be cancelled?
Ooh.
Yeah.
You think so? I don't think she can. People love her too much, man.
Mm, she's clear.
There's certain people in that upper echelon that they can't cancel. Like, what's her name? Beyonce can't be cancelled.
Beyonce.
Can Chloe Bailey stop embarrassing us? That's me and her.
Elaborate.
First, I was here for that video online. You know, it was a nice video. But then she came back and was like, previewing new music. First of all, the song is awful. But the lyrics, she needs to fire her team, man.
Is she overdoing it?
Oh, it's overcooked.
Oh, no.
Yeah, my mom said that. I think she has that spirit.
What, Chloe Bailey?
Yeah. But she's just trying to overdo it.
Oh, 110%. The lyrics are like, don't pull on my dreads because I've not got tracks. I was like, no one cares. That she can sing. It's really bad. I need to find the clip, but she needs to stop embarrassing us.
She don't need to do all that, man. She fine. She don't have to do all that. It's a shame.
They didn't want to say it, but, and this isn't a bad thing, but in that red dress, Zendaya looked like Coi Leray.
who's Coi Leray? She a white woman.
That is the wildest thing that's been said on this podcast. If you know what Coi Leray looks like, then you're going to jail. You are going to jail. Oh, wow. My days. I'm in tears.
But you can't. Oh. I was like, how is everyone hyping? And I love Zendaya. This is like,
fuck.
Oh, she looked like Coi Leray in that red dress online.
Oh my God.
I won't even see if there's a comparison online, Coi Leray and Zendaya.
I get it. I understand what you're trying to say.
No, it's not available.
Coi Leray is good food, man.
Are you sick?
Well, I am. She looks nice, man. She looks fire. Yeah. But then again, I don't have types, so.
Yeah, I just think it's funny. She's not on the slim
side, but she's looking nice, man. She's looking fantastic.
Listen, dog.
It was not this.
She's looking beautiful.
Upper echelon.
I get it.
Good food.
Oh, mate. Tom is enjoying life.
Oh, how's he back? Fucking hell. When you're Spider Man, you can do whatever you want, man.
Listen, Zendaya is not cancelable. I'll say that now.
That's a fact. Can you think of any more?
I don't know.
Scottie Pippen.
He's running around here. It's sad, man. I feel really bad for him. Like,
he
focus
said,
on your house.
I want to be known as the greatest player of all time. It's like, bro, allow it, man.
It's okay not to be number one sometimes.
Focus on your house.
It's okay to be.
Lars are going around town like.
You know what? I kind of think that he could actually beat Michael Jordan. I'm not going to lie to you. I think he.
One on one.
Yes, I think he has the potential to beat Michael Jordan, but it's just that.
And I took that personally.
Yeah, it's the mental path that they've both taken is completely different. Whereas Michael Jordan has taken this path to be
just killer instinct, isn't it? Killer mentality. Killer,
wasn't killer, that game that what's it?
And then Scottie Pippen, he had his time and he was the ish, but then now it's just like,
do you know, I think his name would be more cemented if he'd helped the Bulls get a championship when Michael took 2 years off.
Yeah, I think
if
so
he'd
too.
Done that, I think people would have been like, yo, this guy's goated.
Yeah, I think so too. But it sometimes it takes a team, man.
No, like, I guess so, yeah. But then it's the fact that Michael came back and then did a three-peat again.
Yeah.
So you clearly needed him. You couldn't do the shit on your own.
Did the bad thing.
My man, what was it? He had a migraine. Michael would have paid through that shit, man.
Man did the flu game, innit?
Well, time.
Balling
out of control. Is there any more topics? Was that the final one?
That was the last one.
All right. Well, we've had a whale of a time.
Listen.
You don't cancel.
We did what we got to do.
Music choices, peoples.
My choice.
for this week is actually I can't find it right now. Sorry,
I got Mozambique Drill.
Okay, that's, go on.
What a time!
What's your
choice? Lovey song. That's my.
It's called. It's okay. Cool.
That's quite a few. Came and Saw by well, it's off of Slime Language 2. So, Young Thug featuring Rowdy Rebel.
My choice is Toxic. It's by Summer Walker and Lil Durk. Hey, Summer Walker needs to chill, man. That man didn't mean to get all those other women pregnant. It weren't his fault.
Yeah, she made an album for the ages.
No, not November, man. I mean, he should have done a semen retention.
Hey, listen, man. Women will do everything but take accountability. He has three other
England
baby 10 mothers.
Nil.
Oh, what? Who against San Marino?
Yeah,
man. Fuck England, bruv. Sorry, I'm from this country, so I can say it. Don't get mad at me. I can legally say fuck England, bro.
They need to stop, like...
Let me guess, Harry Kane scored 6 goals.
Let's find out.
He's a waste, man, bro. Down tools, bro.
He really got Nuno sacked.
Bro.
I don't think he's going to play for... He's not going to play for... What's his name?
For Conte.
I don't think so.
You don't think so? Conte will slap his head.
He wants to go.
No, he hasn't got a choice. if Conte's your manager, you have no choice.
Okay, fucking hell. Harry Kane got a hat-trick. Two penalties, it seems. Harry Maguire scored the first.
Fuck Harry Maguire as well, bro.
Emil Smith-Rowe scored, and so did Saka. Lad. So, yeah, it's a good day to be alive.
Shout out to the Haylen boys.
He didn't score in this one.
Like to see that.
Saka.
He did score.
Yeah, he needed to score.
I've been needing to score, to be fair.
Nah, I just don't want to. I don't want to go to my workplace and then people are just looking me up and down. Oh yeah, Saka, innit? You like him, don't you?
You like him?
Yeah,
fucking.
He's a good lad, but you know, man. Nah, don't even watch football like that.
Don't really watch football like that. Alrighty,
another one.
Episode 114 in the books.
Listen, hold on. Before we go, shout outs to you. Give yourself a pat on the back.
Facts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Enjoy.
Yeah.
What a time to be alive.
Yeah.
Oh, it's definitely a time to be alive. Know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Bye. Bye.